views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky and Angels and Answers for our second hour. So if anybody wants to call in, just call 800-930-2819, and Sky and I will be happy to give a free reading. Well, Sky will get free. I charge a few bucks. But if you want my input,
he charges me,
it's cost you big.
So true. No. No, you call in, guys, and we'll make sure it's free. And you'll get to hear some really nice stories. And in fact, why don't you just call in if you've been through a miracle? If you've had a miracle, we want to know about it. I am so interested.
Yeah, and like I was saying before, you know, in the world of spirituality and in God's world, the word miracle doesn't exist, only because, you know, God is capable of changing, making everything and anything happen on the dime.
Sure.
So, you know, and I say that in a positive light. I'm not downgrading God or the saints or the angels or the universe. You know, it's just that when you're in their world and you give yourself up to that world,
yes,
things change around for the best. And let me tell you something. These last few weeks, my schedule has been busy. When I tell you, I've been waking up about between 5 and 6 in the morning, every morning, going to work all day and not coming home till about anywhere between 9:30 and 12 o'clock at night, consistently.
Oh my gosh.
Now, mind you, there are times where it's like, you know, I'll book certain clients and I have a lot going on or parties or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden somebody will cancel. And it was like such a blessing.
Yes.
Because I had other things to do. And so a lot of times when, you know, you first project something to happen, if it doesn't go according to your plan A, just, you know what, accept that breather and enjoy the breather and just, you know, make the best of it. Don't get upset that, oh my God, I lost some money, or oh my God, could have done this, I could have made this, I could have, you know.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Now it gives you the open time to be able to do other things that you've been putting off. And that's what I've been doing.
And I believe that's a miracle in its own right.
Oh, it definitely is, because my schedule, it's like, oh my God, I look at my schedule for the week and I'm saying, how am I going to do all this?
Yeah.
Or where am I going to get the energy? And then things just happen.
And it
you know, blows me away. So like, if things don't always go according to my first perception or plan A, always have a plan B and a plan C.
Yes.
So when things do not go accordingly, like, you know, don't have a cow, don't freak out. All right. So if somebody doesn't pull through or something doesn't pull through, all right, well, what's the next best thing, or what else can we do? You know, a lot of people waste a lot of energy just worrying about how their expectations aren't being met in the moment. Well, what I'm going to say to you is get over it, literally, or get through it. Don't
right.
get over it, but get through it and just, you know, make the best of the situation. And that's because that's all you can do. Because if you're going to waste your time and energy just complaining and arguing and swearing or having a self-pity crap fit, then, you know, it's not going to do you any good. You know,
I've never lived by a plan. Never. Ever. The most I've planned in my life was knowing I'd have to get up at a certain time in the morning and go to work. That is as far as the extent has gone. I just give my day to Creator. I give my day to the Holy Spirit and my angels, and I tell them to guide me in the direction that I need to be, where I need to be, and when I need to be. And I never go wrong. Once I start doing things, It's crazy. This morning, believe me, you know, I got up in a rush.
I don't believe you.
Believe me.
Oh, believe me.
Oh, believe me. I got up in a rush. I was kind of startled out of my sleep at 7 in the morning with a phone call. And you know how that is when you just have to go from zero to awake in like in a second.
Oh, I do that. I've done that. And that upsets Charity when I do that. When I wake up abruptly.
It upsets me because then I'm all fouled up and discombobulated. So I went into the kitchen. I started making myself a smoothie for the morning. It's a very healthy smoothie. Because I'm following this lifestyle change. So I drop the almond milk. I drop the fruit. All the ice comes out of the ice maker all over the floor. There's water coming out of the blender. I've got all kinds of junk all over. I just couldn't get – I put everything in and realized that I was going to use the Ninja instead of the blender. So I had to take all that. Nothing went right. So I took a pause. I took a deep breath. And I said, angels, please guide my day. Holy Spirit, guide my day. Take it from here because I'm making a mess out of it. Literally, the almond milk flew like out of the refrigerator and onto the floor. But I grabbed it and ba-boom, right out of my hands. Everything was a mess this morning. So after that, everything kind of settled down, and everything went as planned. I didn't get lost. I didn't.
You just clean up the mess in the moment, yes, and then just let the rest of the day.
That's what I did. It went beautifully the day.
You know, I don't know if I told you this story or not, and if I did, who cares? But you know, I started off this day, and this is going back. This is going back, you know, a few years ago. You know, maybe about 6-7 years ago. And again, it was one of those days and events where I had a lot going on and I had a lot on my plate. And somebody hired me to paint the frame of their house. And so they had a part, and I had my next door neighbor help me out that day. I'll never forget this. And I felt already, you know, like very edgy, you know, like I have to do this and I have to be here and I have to finish it by a certain time. And, you know, I was totally stressing myself out. So I'm on top of his roof, but it's like a flat roof, so I could paint around the windows on the second floor. But it was very walkable with a very slight tilt to it. But, you know, nothing to be concerned about. My young daughter at that time could walk it and feel very comfortable. So, you know, I sent my buddy Frank up to do the lower part, and I'm up on the roof doing the upper part. And like I said, I felt agitated. It was a hot, you know, sweaty, humid day. And I started to paint, and then I backed up, and then the paint just poured all over the roof, dripped down to the house. So I stopped what I was doing. I got the guy's hose. I hosed down all the paint on the roof right away. So, like, I mean, you couldn't see a thing once I was finished.
Yeah.
And so I said to Frank, I said, Frank, just wrap it up right now. And so what I did was we literally called it a day, and it was only about 10:30 in the morning. And we went out for a nice lunch after that. I dropped him off. I took care of other things. And we started fresh the next day, and I was able to accomplish it because my frame of mind wasn't there.
Right.
So if your frame of mind isn't in a particular place for you to do a good job or to be able to be in a healthy conversation with somebody or to do whatever, you know, responsibilities you have, just stop what you're doing. Stop pushing the envelope.
Yes.
You know, wrap it up. Just allow yourself to relax more throughout the course of the day and then get back to what needs to be done later on when you're in a more healthy, efficient state of mind.
I agree with that. Very, very honestly.
And that's probably one of the best advices that I could give to you, to everyone who's listening. It really makes a world of difference. And this is like you taking control of your life and not allowing people or situations to get the best of you. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, Art, you know, where do you get your wisdom or where do you get your, you know, knowledge from?
Seriously.
And yeah, they're on sale. Sometimes at Kmart, you get 10 wisdoms for a dollar. So, yeah, I might have opened up your stitches. I just swatted her across the head.
He's beating me now, folks.
So what it is, it's just years of experience. It's just your experiences. And like I said before, I really beg to differ. You know, if you make mistakes, just learn from it and stop beating yourself up whenever things go wrong or you're learning. Just so long as you don't repeat your mistakes, that's the problem with problems. If you're repeating
that
your mistakes.
See what you just said? To repeat a mistake over and over again, that's the definition of crazy.
And problems.
Honestly, it is. Now, you're a very spiritual man. And I know for a fact there's been many times when the angels and the Holy Spirit have blessed you with miracles. How about sharing some with us?
I will, but pretty soon we're going to be going to a break, and then I'm going to share
with you some of my miracles. Come from a break, folks.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think I could outdo your miracles. You got lots of them. You have lots of things that you have overcome. It really is. It's amazing.
When I first met you,
and you were telling me your life story, like you tell everybody your life story. Hello, 4 hours later. But I was
that
like,
that's the condensed version.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it was. That was compacted into 5 hours.
It was.
Could have been a day and a half, but so. But
we
I know. But Charity would say to me, "When are you going to stop talking about Sky?" And like, I was just so amazed by all your stories. I say, "But this happened and that happened, and she could do this and that, and she can even make pancakes." All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I we're going to be right back after this commercial break.
Child, you're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jack.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky and the Dynamic Duo. And Sky, if anybody wants a personal reading from you.
Yes, please call me at 908-500-1474, and we could do it in person, over the phone, through Skype. Any way you desire.
Any way you want it. That's the way you want it.
What was that?
I don't know. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02 or my 1-900 number. Only kidding.
He'll talk spirit with you.
Yeah, I'll talk sexual spiritual with you. And it's 877-ANGEL-02 and my website is artiehoffman.com. artiehoffman.com, and check out my YouTubes. And I'm going to be in Ocean City, New Jersey, July 1st, doing reading. So for anybody who's out in the South Jersey area, you feel free to give me a call, and I will be more than happy to set up an appointment with you, and you could meet me in person, and I could do that thing that
it's
I do.
It's well worth it. It's well worth
it. So it'll be a blast. It'll be a blast, man.
Yes, it will.
So if anybody has any miracles that they wish to share with us, or if you want a reading, give us a call right now at 800-930-2819. And that is that.
We would love to hear some of your miracles. I mean, I know we've been sharing some with you from our personal file cabinet, but we'd like to hear what happens to other people. And do you consider them miracles, or do you consider them luck? That's something we haven't touched on. Like some people say, oh, I was just lucky. What do you think?
Well, you want to say, I feel like people create their own good luck, and they also create their own bad luck.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
You know?
If you keep saying something is going to break, something is going to break, something is going to break, you're damn Skippy, it's going to break.
Yeah, with the affirmations
absolutely
that you put out there. I find, you know what, this is really interesting. I call it little mini miracles.
Right.
And when I say mini miracles, it's like when you go to the beach and all the parking spots are filled. And before you go there, you ask your angels to open up a parking
spot. Yeah, I do
that
all the time.
Yeah, and you open up, and sure enough, boom, it opens up.
Always.
And I went, Charity and I went to meet with some friends and my brother and a sister-in-law at this one bar. The place was packed, all right, it had cars all over the place. There wasn't one parking spot. And so I said to Charity, you know, you go inside. Charity's my wife. I said to Charity, go inside, you know, meet everybody or, you know, wait for them. And I said, I'll surf around and I'll get you. So I just sat there for a moment, and the cart literally right in front of me across the street from the place was just getting ready to pull out.
I love it.
And so, boom, I got like the best seat in the house.
I absolutely understand that. I do that all the time. And now I have other people doing it. And they get their angels answer their needs immediately.
This was really cool. My little buddy Anthony, our friend Anthony, who's an awesome medium. He's 23 years old. He's had it since he was like 6 years old. So anyway, him and I a couple of years ago, I forgot exactly when this was, but it was towards the end of the baseball season. It was the very last game for the New York Mets. And they were playing another team. And I said to Anthony, I said, I don't have tickets. I said, but let's take a travel out to Met Stadium and let's go out there and see if we, you know, get some tickets, even though it's the last game. And this game was to determine whether if they were going to make it into the playoffs or not.
Oh, wow.
And I said, even though it's the very last game of this of the season. This is the one that determines whether they make the playoffs or not. I said, let's give it a shot anyway. I said, I'm willing to spend $100 a ticket.
Yeah.
You know, I brought enough with me. And so we go out there and we're putting little affirmations out there. And so, you know, you can't hover right at the stadium because of the police. They don't want, you know, scalpers and all this stuff. And so anyway, so I'm asking a few people if they want, you know, if they have any tickets, or they have any tickets and stuff. And, you know, because at the box office, they were like sold out. And so anyway, so we're hanging out, and I'm asking a few new people who's coming. Now, all of a sudden, the PATH trains that pulls up to Shea Stadium, and mind you, there's a bunch of other people asking for tickets also.
Right.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to pull up right by where the train lets off, right there. Not like all the way back, but right there. So anyway, a group of people, a horde of people come out.
Right.
And I yelled out, is there anybody who has any extra tickets? So a lady walks up to me and she goes, how many tickets do you need?
Are you serious?
And I said, well, it's just the two of us. She said, well, I have three extra tickets.
Wow.
She goes, I'll tell you what. She goes, I'll give them to you for nothing. I go, how much do you want? She goes, I'll give them to you for nothing. She said,
what?
I'm a teacher, and you know, we got tickets for our students, and we had three extra tickets because, you know, nobody made. She goes, just promise me that you're not going to try to resell them. I said, no, we're not. I said, we want to go see the game. I go, that's why we're here. We don't have tickets. And she goes, all right. Well, I said, you sure I can't give you any? She says, no, don't worry about it.
Wow.
So not only did we get tickets, but we got free tickets.
That tops it all.
And it was amazing. It was the last game. Now, the miracle that didn't happen is that the Mets lost. And they got their butts kicked.
Too much.
Yeah. So I went back to the lady because, you know, I was sitting around her. I said, I want my money back.
Hey, listen, you really expect
you owe me. You think I'm going to pay for this crap?
Listen, just getting the tickets alone was a big enough miracle.
It was
asking them to win? Are you out of your mind?
So then I go to Boston with a previous girlfriend of mine. All right, this is going back about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're in Boston. And I forgot why we were there. I think we were there just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to go see Boston play. I was hoping Boston was playing.
Yeah.
I didn't know if the Red Sox were going to be playing because we're at Fenway Park.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it just turns out that Boston is playing there that weekend. So I was really excited. And so I said to, again, my girlfriend at the time, and I said to her, I said, you know, I'm willing to go like $125, $150 because Boston's my favorite team.
Oh.
And so to go in there and to say, you know, yeah, at Fenway Park,
right,
and it's just
it's an awesome big deal.
So I'm saying, oh, God, please. And I'm talking to my angels and I'm talking to whoever was willing to listen on the other side. You know, please get us decent seats and stuff. So we're hanging out, and she's really cool about, you know, whether she goes or not, or
yeah,
it's like no big deal. She's just whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're hanging out there just for a few minutes, and I was calling out to a few people if, you know, anybody has any tickets. So this older gentleman is standing right in front, and he's pretty well dressed up. And you have to be leery because not everybody gives you good tickets.
Right.
Because I've gotten beaten a couple of times on bad tickets.
Yes, I know.
So this guy comes up to me, goes, hey, you looking for tickets? I said, yeah. He goes, how much are you willing to spend? I said, I don't know, whatever, you know. He says, well, here, I got really good seats. He says the face value is $125. He says, give me $125. Or they might have even been $150.
Yeah.
I don't know. He says, give me $125 a piece and they're yours. And he says, I promise you, they're really good seats. They're down by the field. They're close. They're down below.
Yeah.
I said, all right. You know, all right, cool. So I give him money. So we got two tickets and they were good,
yeah,
which was cool.
Oh, that was good.
It just so happens, which I didn't realize, the Yankees were playing in town.
Yeah.
So Boston was playing the Yankees.
Oh, my favorite team.
Yeah.
I love the Yankees.
So anyway, so we go down and I give my tickets to the person who leads you to the seats because I have no clue where we are. And so we're walking down and I'm waiting for her to sit us down. And we're walking down and walking down. She sits us at front row.
Are you serious?
So when I tell you, I could literally climb the wall and step on the field.
God.
It was unbelievable. When I tell you that was a miracle, and Boston ended up beating the Yankees. It was a beautiful game.
Oh wow!
12-2. Yankees won the series though. They beat Boston like 2 out of 3 games. But I went to the game where Boston won, and it was so exciting and it was so cool. I was right at the field, right along the first baseline.
Yeah.
And we were right behind the first baseman, maybe a touch into the outfield, but closer to the first baseman. And it was such a great feeling to be that low and to
You could have caught a ball.
If it flew my way, So that was really, really cool.
That was a miracle.
And I really enjoyed it. But as far as other miracles, I know there was other powerful miracles that have happened where number one, helping people sell homes.
Yes.
People have asked me to bless their homes, and I blessed their homes, and they sold their house and stuff. So that was a miracle. But, it was just really cool. Those were some of my exciting moments. And there was a time when my mother, at the very beginning with scratch-offs, we only have like 2 minutes.
Okay.
But when there were scratch-offs first came out.
Yes.
And you would have to collect the 10 of diamonds, the jack of diamonds, the queen of diamonds and all. You had to collect all the diamonds. It was the second part of a scratch-off ticket. And so my mom scratched off and she only needed the queen of diamonds to collect $100.
Wow.
And so she scratched it off and she thought, 1 minute to go, all right. So she scratched it off thinking that she scratched off the queen of diamonds.
Yeah.
Only she didn't scratch, so she goes, oh, I got the final one. I won $100. So she's in the kitchen. I go in her room and I look at the ticket and I scratched the whole thing off just to do it. And it was the 10 of diamonds, not the queen of diamonds.
Oh.
And so wait, I'm going to tell you what happens, but something interesting happens. But we got to go to a commercial break.
All right.
So stick around so you can hear the end of this cool story. All right, everybody, we're going to be right back. So stick around right after this commercial break.
Anyway, you want. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves a lot of things.
Central Auto Group, CT.com, does it again with the best deals ever during the month of June. Central Auto Group, CT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is breaking records again this month. Why? Because we do volume. During the month of June only, drive away a new Ford Fiesta for only $12,990. Outstanding deals on the largest selection of Mazda CX-5s anywhere. A new Hyundai Accent, just $12,990. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta for a low $12,990. Check out Central's used car dugout with prices from $1,000 to $5,000. 5 reasons, 1 destination, Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. Central Auto Group, CT.com is number one for customer satisfaction and gives you the best high-tech service after the sale with free multi-point inspections and extended hours. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, Central Auto Group, CT.com.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
Drive a little and save a lot at Dockside Seafood, Warwick Avenue, Route 117A. Take exit 13 off I-95 North. Dockside Seafood has Point Judith live and kicking hard shell lobsters. $6.99 a pound.
That's $6.99 per pound.
Triple wash Maine steamers only $3.99 a pound.
That's $3.99 per pound.
Lean and tender New York stripper ribeye steaks just $5.99 a pound.
That's $5.99 per pound.
First of the season, fresh only. Domestic local swordfish just $8.99 a pound.
That's $8.99 per pound.
USA Grade A skinless boneless chicken breast, just $1.99 a pound.
That's $1.99 per pound.
USA Fresh Only Special Trimmed Skinless Boneless Chicken Breast, only $1.99 a pound.
That's $1.99 per pound.
Dockside Seafood.
Only 20 minutes from Westerly.
Drive a little and save a lot at Dockside Seafood.
Route 95 North to exit 13, Route 1 North, Airport Road, right onto Warwick Avenue, and you're there. For good quality product at the fairest price.
Dockside Seafood.
There's a small town dealer that'll treat you right.
You'll save money, Maggie and Valenti.
Hello,
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti. You go to Valenti during our annual 90 Days of Summer sales event going on now at Valenti Toyota Subaru, Dunn's Corners, Wesley, Rhode Island. What does no money down get you at Valenti Toyota? A new 2015 Toyota Corolla L for $189 a month, a new Toyota Camry LE for $209 a month, or a new 2015 RAV4 for $275 a month. Only at Valenti Toyota, Wesley, Rhode Island. We need your trade. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade, regardless of make, model, and miles. Valenti Subaru, we have new inventory. 2015 Subaru Foresters for under $22,000. 2015 Subaru Impreza for under $18,000 and $179 a month. All-wheel drive that gets you 32 miles per gallon. And we take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, RVs, anything. New Subaru Outbacks arriving daily. Guaranteed lowest price and our one-hour delivery policy. We're out to sell and deliver over 2,000 vehicles during our 90 Days of Summer sales event. 89 years family-owned and operated. Go to BobMaloney.com or call 401-322-7200. I guarantee you the best experience. Thank you and just smile.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And if you wish to call in to get a free reading or at low cost, call 800-930-2819. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Diner Club. You know, it's funny. Every single time, you know, a lot of times when I call in to purchase something over the phone where they need your MasterCard or Visa, and I always ask them, I said, does it matter which Visa or MasterCard I use? And they go, no, anyone you want. I go, can I use yours? So anyway, so I'm scratching off the ticket. I was scratching off the ticket for my mom. And I scratched off the whole thing. It wasn't a queen of diamonds, the one that she needed. It was a ten of diamonds. I go, Mom, I go, I hate to tell you. I said, but you don't have the queen of diamonds. It was the ten of diamonds. And she walks in the room. She goes, no, I had it. I had it. What the hell did you do with it? She's yelling at me like, I screwed it up. I ripped it up. I lost it. I took it or something. I said, no, Ma. I said, you didn't scratch it off. You only scratched off the zero of the 10. And she's thinking she had the queen.
Right, right.
And I said, no, Ma. And I felt so bad for her. It wasn't even for myself. I felt bad for her. So I said, don't worry, Mom. I said, I promise. I said, I'll get it. Don't worry. I'll get it. And so anyway, so that's like sweet. A couple days later, you know, I go to the 7-Eleven. And I go to, you know, play a ticket.
Yeah.
And I forgot exactly how it went, but the original scratch off that I got, the numbers, I can't explain it, but the numbers were like in a very unique way. I didn't win anything, but the numbers were like the same. And I said, and didn't equal up to anything, but it was like 2, 2, 2, 2. Oh. And it didn't equal up to a 7, but I got 3 2s in a row. Cause you know, if you got I don't know, just the way it worked, but I saw a string of the same number. I go, wow, that's unusual. So all of a sudden, then I went to scratch off the bottom part of the ticket, and I got the Queen of Diamonds.
Oh.
And I was so excited. I was so excited. I said, hey, Ma, I said, I got the Queen of Diamonds for you.
That was
And
the
I
angels.
Said, there you go.
That
you
is
could,
so
yeah.
Nice.
So
I
was
that.
I was really excited that
so
they
cool.
pulled through.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was another fun miracle that happened. I'm trying to think. I know there was a bunch of others. Oh, a time when – My van was where the needle was literally below E.
Oh, I've been there.
And I made it.
You know
it.
What? There's AA. There's definitely AAA angels.
Yeah.
They're definitely on call.
Because when I tell you I was calling upon Archangel Michael, within this month I called upon him about 2 or 3 times because not even realizing my needle was below E. Like 3 times, 2, 3 times, not even realizing it. And all 3 times, I just made it. One time, just as my car was pulling into the gas unit, it went, puh, puh. There was a hesitation. It still went.
Oh my
I said,
God.
Come on, Michael. You know?
Yes.
And I made it. And I go, oh, my
Thank
God.
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
Isn't that a terrible feeling? Like you're so desolated. You don't know what to do.
Yeah, where you have like – where you don't have – I mean, granted, I had a gas can in my van. But still, just
you got to schlep
You got to
schlep
and Yeah, and God forbid you're not around, you know?
So, I know. It's horrible. So I do that all the time. I always check my gas gauge. And in fact, today on the way to the station, my tank was like, there was a quarter of it, below half. It's the one like just before the red. So what is that, a quarter?
So she's trying to tell us in a polite way she got tanked. Go ahead. And she stumbled.
I stumbled and I got
gas. And she got gas.
No, I was debating.
Out of pity.
I was debating whether it was going to be enough to get from my house to the other studio or if I should just let it go or just wait. So, you know, I just kept feeling, I kept getting this feeling and I kept hearing, you better go now. It's always good to be safe than to be sorry. Go now. And it was a good thing I went, too. It was a good thing because I don't think, by the time I went from my house to the gas station, it was already touching the red. Because don't forget, I have a car that really drinks
that sucks
gas.
Up.
Yeah.
Right.
It's an 8-cylinder. It really sucks up the gas. So I said, you know what? And I believe those are your angels telling you, like in situations, like I didn't want to do it. And if it was just me and not my angels talking to me, I'm sure I wouldn't have done it. I would have gotten in trouble. But because it was the angels coaxing me to do it, and I know it was them because I didn't want to do it, but I listened anyway. And that's where you stay out of trouble, is when you get those little gut feelings. And even though you don't want to do it in the worst way, you do it anyway, then you're safe.
Mm-hmm. And another time, another miracle.
Yeah.
Is, well, there's two miracles that comes to mind. I'm in Atlantic City. All right.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, you have your Atlantic City story. I'm right. In Atlantic City, and I brought about maybe $250 with me, and I literally had one nickel left, and I bet it, and I won, and I was playing blackjack, and I bet it, and I won again, and all of a sudden, everything started turning at that point, and that one $5 chip turned into $1,000. And I was like so excited. Oh. And I had all the ladies rubbing me, rubbing my shoulders. Rubbing
that's
my
when he was excited.
And that's when I got doubly excited. That was another miracle in itself.
Yes, yes.
So, but that was exciting. I'll never forget. I literally had one nickel left and it just turned around and turned into $1,000. And I just, nothing could go wrong. And it was just unbelievable. It's happened a couple of times, but.
That's exactly what happened to me. Exactly. I had a nickel left. And I placed it. I was playing the Cleopatra machines. I had blown through about $1,000.
Wow.
Yep. And I had just like pennies left. So I said, you know what? I'm going to start playing the 5 cent machines. So I started playing the 5 cent. And I was down to like my last few nickels. I put it in and I started winning. And winning. And winning. And there I'm back to $1,500.
Wow.
Yes. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, that's
so
exciting.
So I got my money back plus I won $500.
And then she blew back $750.
No. I said, you know what? This was a blessing.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I'm not going to push my luck anymore. Thank you. I'm very thrilled, God. Thank you. I made $500 on the house.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great feeling when you go there and then, you know, you're having all this fun and excitement. And then you get swept away easily. It's the rush of it and stuff. You know, it's not just about the money.
Yeah.
It's about the rush and the excitement. Because when I'm at the tables, I mean, I yell and scream at the cards
don't
and stuff
remember,
like that.
We went to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
We were screaming at the roulette, remember?
At the roulette table. And I go and I will the energy, you know, I talk to everybody. I had this one dip crap, and I'm saying it very nicely, of a lady, an Oriental lady, who was like behind the table, and I'm like getting all excited, and she's going, oh no, please, quiet, don't yell so much.
Oh,
don't. I said, what are you kidding me? And I'm saying, come on, and I'm yelling at the girl, come on. Oh no. I said, and I started to swear because, you know, like when I get excited with
yes.
it, even though I'm a spiritual person, I'm a four-letter word person, and but I yell and scream, and I'm not yelling at her.
Right.
I'm getting excited in the moment. Come on. You know, I'm yelling, oh, no, please. And that stirs me up even more. I go, look, lady. I said, I'm at a casino, you know, where there's alcohol, where there's gambling, and the money's on the line. I said, I'm not going to play. I said, if you want quiet, then you go to the library. You do not belong here. I said, you belong in the library.
And you were right.
And I was like annoyed at it. And I just said, oh, and she's going like this. And I just did more and more because she was ticking me off. You do not belong there. That's like telling me to be quiet when you're at a bar and they're playing loud music and you're telling me to calm down.
Right.
It's like, no, it's gambling. It's drinking. Guess what? You're dealing with people's money. You're not going to get this. You know, and it just furious.
And you know what? It also brings down the mojo because she's really destroying the
energy.
The
energy, right. And so I just left. I just left. And it just, it sucks.
I hate people like that. They really can't get into the spirit. They can't get into the feeling of the moment. Do you ever have people like are surrounding you where you're having a great time and then all of a sudden they come and the energy of the whole party goes right down the toilet? Yeah.
Their energy just sucks.
Yes.
Do you want to know something? They throw cold people at tables if somebody's hot.
Yeah.
The casino will throw people at the table and make stupid bets purposely to throw off the rhythm and the cards of everything.
Really?
Yes. 100%
fact. I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep.
That's amazing.
But when I go there, when I go to the table, a lot of times if there's a dead table, I will liven up the table. Yeah. I'll scream and I'll yell and I'll go nuts and I joke around. And if the person who's a dealer, usually when he's fun too or she's fun too, it's fun. You know, you feed off each other, I compliment. If the dealer's like a dud, a deadhead, I like to dig more. I do. I dig more. And I said, you know, and I tell him, don't worry, the funeral's going to be over soon. Don't worry about it. Come on, everybody. You know, and they go.
Yes. Did you see this movie? It's called Last Vegas. It's so funny, folks. If ever you want to see a real good comedy, it's with Michael Douglas. It's with Robert De Niro. It's with
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. And what's his name? The last one. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
But it's called Last Vegas. And so what's this about?
What it's about is they've been friends since they're 6 years old, this whole foursome. And they lived in Brooklyn. And then as time went on, they got married. They all moved away from Brooklyn, except for one of them. So the one that moved to California never got married. He calls up and he says, listen, guys, I'm getting married. Get a hold of everybody. Let's meet in Las Vegas. That's where the wedding's going to be. So they said, well, no, you have to have a bachelor party. So they decide to go to Las Vegas and make this guy a bachelor party. And what goes on from there, I won't tell you, because it's so wonderful, so funny. It's so worth watching. I won't spoil it for you, but it's really fantastic. And you'll see what we mean about the craziness and the yelling and the chaos and anything can happen, you know, when you're in the casino.
I love
anything.
I love the excitement.
The excitement,
of it all.
The energy. It's
I
just
think we
beautiful.
Have to go for a break now. So.
Oh, okay.
All right, everybody.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, everybody. We'll see you in just a second after this commercial break.
You're just too good to be true.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Miracle Show.
It's a miracle we're here.
It's a miracle, miracle.
Yeah,
that was Barry Manilow.
Yes, it's
a miracle.
I went to see Barry Manilow in Florida.
I saw him a couple of times.
Yeah, he's very good.
Way back.
Yeah. I would say in the beginning of the 80s.
Yeah. You know, Mandy is priceless, that song.
Beautiful song.
And I remember roller skating when I was in when I was younger.
Yes.
And listening
disco
to that.
Roller skating
and holding hands with the lights on.
What was the name of that song? The other one that he made was very famous.
There's a gazillion of them.
Yeah, there was really,
Coca Cabana.
Oh, her name was Lola.
Yeah.
I love that song.
The list goes on and on. It's like him and Elton John.
Yes.
You know, Elton John could have a normal conversation with somebody and turn it into a number one hit.
Yes.
It's amazing. Between him and
Billy. Talk about being blessed, right?
Oh, my God.
Now, you see, those things, folks, those are out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
You know, and I do believe that's a special gift from God. I mean, God, like, singles out some people that he knows that are going to carry through certain things. And he blesses them with this talent that is so beyond talent.
You have to be able to step out of your comfort zone. That was one of my readings a few days ago. And the lady says, you know, what do you see for my life? And I said to her at the very beginning, before she even asked me that question, I said, you need to start stepping out of your comfort zone because you have the same routine. You go to the same job that you're not wild about and you're waiting for bigger or better results. And it doesn't happen like that. You have to start stretching yourself and stepping out of your comfort zone and start going after things that you always wanted. And you need to start doing things, or even if it's socializing more, because if you're happier in your social life, then your work life is going to become better.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're going to be a happier person.
Yeah. Definitely.
But as far as goals and stuff like that, you're not what you think that life is just going to fall in. It happens once in a great blue moon life falls right into your lap
and
everything is like hunky dory.
The only time that happens is if you are reaching for your goals and you are walking that path, and then something miraculous will happen because you are actually going for it. You know?
Right. And so, you know, but you have to be able to be willing to step out of your comfort zone if you want magic to happen. And you have to be a good winner, you have to learn to be a good loser.
Yes.
You have to learn to take the bumps and the bruises along with the tribulations of going after your success.
I agree.
Because so many people are afraid to screw up, or I might lose money, or I might lose time, or, you know, you have to give up a part of your social life or a part with your family.
A lot.
For you to go after your dreams and your goals. Because if you just stay in that comfort zone like everybody else wants you to, you're going to end up on the losing side.
Right. Or you're just going to maintain.
You're going to be complacent.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are tired of being complacent.
Yeah.
And it's not fun. It sucks. It literally sucks just being in that complacent space.
It is. And you know what? I feel if you're that complacent, then you must be depressed. It must be. It's almost like being a depression.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just you do everything the same every minute of the day. It's disgusting.
Now, some people enjoy simplicity, and that's fine. And some there are a good amount of people who enjoy just regular work it, you know, let me just do my job. I come home, I relax, I listen to my music, I take my dog for a walk, I play ball with my friends, we get together.
But even that's something.
Right, that's something. If you're very happy with a comfort zone of your life and it's simple, you know, my brothers are like that. My brothers always say, I live a simple life and I like it like that. Although they do have a comfortable lifestyle, but in the big picture, I mean, they do – their lives aren't just super simple. It's not, even though they compare themselves to me because I'm usually out there. I'm the black sheep of the family. But I say that in a good way, a loving, endearing way, if you will.
Yes.
But but some people are very content with just being on their own or just being with their animals or a routine. And they like that comfort zone. And if you're happy like that, then you don't have to change.
Right.
The only time that Sky and I will say to make the changes is when
if
you're unhappy or you're looking for excitement or you're looking for more money or you're looking for happiness or more of a connection with people or your kids or your family, whatever. You have to be able to really, you know, step up your game.
Yes.
If you want to, make it big.
But even like you say about your brothers, they still have some sort of a lifestyle. They walk the dog, they play ball, they're involved in different clubs or some, but it's repetitive, but they're still involved in a life.
Yeah.
There are some people who just come home from work, make themselves a little dinner and sit on the couch and don't do a blasted thing till bedtime. That is wasting your life. I feel.
Our wonderful producer friend, Brian, said for Barry Manilow, I write the song.
All
that make
right.
A young
That's
that,
good, Brian.
You're good, Brian.
Hey, you thank you, guys. Anytime.
I'm telling you, he's probably Googling right now as we speak with all the Barry Manilow
I have a feeling he's very into that music.
Yeah.
I really do.
Always, yes.
Yeah,
I know.
That's very good.
He's good. He's good.
Hey, you know what? For next week, Bri, I want you to play all Barry Manilow songs.
If you're up for it, I'll do it. Exactly.
We'll have a string. And then another
week. And then Elvis.
And then we'll do Elvis.
Yeah.
And then we'll do, you
I
know.
I went for the moon.
Yeah.
I'll do for the show.
And then we'll do the
get rid of go, cat, go.
Yeah, we'll do.
Bri, how much more time do we have?
Not much.
But not much time left.
How much time is not much time? We got 3 minutes left.
You got 3 minutes. There you go.
We got 3 minutes.
Oh, no.
Look at my fingers. We got 3 minutes. I'm showing 4. We got 3 minutes.
Sweet.
Don't you like that when kids talk
I
really
I love
funny?
It. Oh, my
and
God.
Talk, and God forbid if they try to say the word truck.
Oh, let me tell you something. This week, I swear, this week, the end of last week to the middle of this week, my daughter Amy was here with me, and she brought her 2 nieces, and God love them. One, his name is Lily, and she is a doll. She's 7 years old, but she's only about this big. So what is that, about 2.5 feet?
Yeah.
And she talks with a wisp.
Oh.
And I absolutely love it because she sounds like Elmer Fudd.
What's funny is that there's adults who talk, you know, like they yes. There's like adults, and I forgot the name of it, charity Googled this program, and adults are literally talking like little kids.
Yeah.
And they talk like they're 2 or 3 years old, and it's incredibly funny. I'm going to ask her for that YouTube or whatnot, but it's incredibly funny, and you have young adults talking like little kids, and they're really serious. And it's very cute, very adorable.
I love when they talk, when their little babies talk like kitties talk like that.
Hey, Bri, how much time do we have? A minute? 2 minutes?
Two minutes? Yep.
Okay, time is winding down, everybody.
Right.
We had fun.
Guys,
we had fun.
I had a great show.
It was fun. So listen, if you want to get a hold of Sky for a private reading, call 908-9800.
908-500.
908-500-1474. And if you want to get a hold of myself, it's 877-ANGEL-02. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love. Lots of happiness, lots of prosperity.
Lots of health.
Keep your spirits high. Keep yourself forward. Keep it positive. Keep it real.
Keep going.
And just keep going and reach out to other people who you feel might be as lonely or more lonely than you.
Yes.
And reach out to others. Reach out to family members and friends who you haven't spoken to in years, who you really appreciate or love, or who you know might be alone.
And don't forget one important thing. Always thank your creator. Always thank God for letting you be here for another day.
Right. And show more energy into all the good things that are happening and not just the negative things.
Yes.
Because you want the good things to grow. So when you show gratuity in your heart, your life is going to become more blessed than ever.
Absolutely.
So until next week, everybody.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you.
Stay happy, healthy, and safe. Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.